You're listening to Dose of Depth podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Lukovich, and I invite you to be curious about your unique experience of being human. In this podcast, we'll explore the deeper meaning of ordinary life experiences through conversation, stories, and education. You might have a serious aha moment, or you might just be amused by the movie your life seems to be imitating, or you might just be entertained by one of my awkward stories. I'm hoping you'll become more aware of those moments when a deeper part of you is prompting you to see things differently and maybe even go a new direction. So let's get started. In this episode, I read a blog post I wrote almost 3 years ago, fall of 2020. I had been trying to settle into a new life in my beach town after having left my hometown. I had already gone through the unraveling part of my midlife, and I was in the phase I fondly refer to as midlife reconstruction. A synchronicity had led me to an online writing community in the beginning of the summer, and I gathered up the courage to launch myself as a writer. And I wrote my first short story, an erotic romance based in real life. I never saw that coming, so a lot was going on. Let's get into it. The post is titled, What Does It Mean When a Penis Shows Up in Your Dream? The Deeper Meaning of Sexual Images. Wait, don't go just because I said penis. Come on. Don't tell me you haven't had that dream where your sister's performing oral sex on you. You've at least had a dream about having sex with someone other than your partner or spouse, right? And what about those fantasies of being tied up by someone who spanks you, being asked by someone like Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey to assertively request that you kneel in front of his naked body with your head just high enough to... Except for those who have been victims of sexual assault, the embarrassment or shame you feel when you have dreams like this may have less to do with literal sex and more to do with coming into relationship with a part of yourself that has been neglected, or a part of you that others disapproved of or shamed you for. These images are how your unconscious gets you to explore those repressed or denied urges. And if you have the courage to linger in those difficult emotions, you could end up releasing a new creative urge or overcome some literal sexual hangups too. Both of those things happened to me. C.G. Jung, one of the founders of depth psychology, suggested that the language of the psyche or soul is the image, and our unconscious grabs onto images to get our attention. In our overly literal world, though, the language of the unconscious seems mysterious, so we need to learn to think more metaphorically or symbolically to decipher the images that are presented to us in dreams, fantasies, and even emotional responses to film images that linger in our bodies. Even when you have a pretty good understanding of this new language, the journey to finding meaning feels more like detective work than solving a mathematical problem. I thought one way I could get you excited about exploring this topic in your own life would be to share my own story and to offer you some practical tools. A little context. That's such a phallic symbol was a common declaration expressed with annoyance by many women like me who came of age in the 1980s. It was a time of great progress for women and also of severe backlash. Women had to be like men to get into the world of business, and once we got there, we had to look down on other women. And if we were too much like men, we were bitches. Add to that the religious animosity towards independent women and especially their natural sexual desire, and it becomes difficult to overestimate the psychological damage done to an entire generation of women. So to say that women have a complex relationship with the penis or phallic symbol in general may be an understatement. A significant obstacle in coming into relationship with one's sexuality is that it requires the capacity to be vulnerable and receptive, as well as the willingness to surrender to receiving sexual pleasure. This is difficult to do in a culture where the masculine has been distorted and held hostage by a dominator model of social organization, patriarchy. How is a woman to surrender to sexual pleasure if she has a fear, conscious or unconscious, of being violated? For many women, this fear is grounded in lived experience of being sexually abused or assaulted and is conscious. Other women like me who have not experienced literal sexual violence may still carry a fear of being violated, literally or metaphorically. This is grounded in the past and present collective experience of women who were oppressed and even murdered for the crime of being women or being sexual. One of the ways this unconscious fear emerged into consciousness in the 1980s was as a marginal and radical perspective that all sex with men was somehow violent because the sexual act required a man to penetrate a woman. It was not so radical, though, given that patriarchy had raped women literally and symbolically. In the book titled Transforming a Rape Culture, Naomi Wolf, in her essay Radical Heterosexuality, or How to Love a Man and Save Your Feminist Soul, painted a picture that is still relevant today. Quote, all over the country, millions of feminists have a secret indulgence. By day, they fight gender injustice. By night, they sleep with men. Is sleeping with a man sleeping with the enemy? End quote. My changing relationship with the penis. I did not realize the extent to which my desire for independence, feminist consciousness raising, and my newly discovered patriarchal God wound had interfered in my capacity to receive, not only sexually, but spiritually as well. Intellectually, I may have set these notions aside as I built a career, marriage, and a family, but the transformative nature of my first post-divorce romantic relationship brought it all back to the surface. Only consciousness about my unconscious fear of surrendering allowed me to heal this wound and safely embrace the surrender required for sexual and spiritual pleasure. The path to complete surrender, though, happened through a gift of grace. In the research that led to my PhD in depth psychology titled Women, Sex, and God Through the Lens of Jungian Theory of Individuation, I explored women's experience of the intertwining of sexuality and spirituality. My gift of grace came in the form of being swept up in a romantic relationship with a younger man that brought to the surface wounds I didn't realize I had, having to do with my sexuality and spirituality. The fundamentalist Christian's naturally intense sexual desire seemed to escape from his shadow against his will in eruptions of pleasure, especially when he drank a specific alcoholic concoction. The relationship acted as the perfect vessel for my ultimate transformation, which led to inner reconciliation between my sexuality and spirituality. I surrendered to my truth. It was not until a recent dream, though, that I felt I came full circle in my relationship with the penis. Literally, yes, but more importantly, symbolically. This was the dream. I'm in bed and I discover I have a penis. It's mine and it's attached to my body. I love it. It's big and soft and hard and warm. For some reason, it's close enough to my face that I can kiss it, so I do, and then it explodes with cum all over my pillowcase. Throughout this transformative relationship, I had tended to all sorts of dream and fantasy images that featured the penis. With a growing understanding that images are how our unconscious speaks to us, I let go of literal notions of this powerful symbol and became open to the deeper meaning of its presence during this part of my life. My dream images evolved from distorted penises that brought feelings of shame and disgust to a specific fantasy about sexual submission that I knew was asking me to be more open to receiving something new from a higher authority within me. The fantasy plagued me until I was able to let down my defenses to receive sexually and spiritually. And only then did I experience arousal and pleasure on an entirely different level, which had eluded me all my life until then. This experience of surrendering or emptying and then receiving led to an eruption of creative energy that eventually found form in a workshop I presented about healing the collective wounds that prevent deep connection between women and men. I realized that my psyche had seized upon an image that triggered shame to help me recognize pieces of me that needed rescuing. New evidence-based theories that systems scientist Rianne Eisler outlines in her book Sacred Pleasure suggest that in the more partnership-oriented societies that existed before patriarchy, where neither women nor men were subordinate, the union of male and female through sexuality was viewed and experienced as sacred. Not only was the phallus revered, but the female vulva was revered as a magical portal of life, possessed of the power of both physical regeneration and spiritual illumination and transformation, end quote. My dream images eventually evolved in a way that the penis had nothing to do with a literal man. This dream came later. I'm in bed with a man, and he's trying to enter me. Wait, there's no man. just a penis. I'm so aroused, but I resist for some reason, and I'm concerned because there's no condom. I surrender slowly, and I feel like I'm going to explode. The Greek myths that live through us. During my midlife unraveling and research for my PhD, I came to appreciate that while my personal experience was unique, to a certain extent, the story that runs through my life is universal. I became excited when I discovered that there were a couple of Greek gods and goddesses that might be seeking literal expression through my life. C.G. Jung would call these archetypal experiences. I write about this in my research, but to sum it up, Hermes, the Greek god who is known to be the guide of souls and a trickster, has played an important role in my life, mostly as trickster and messenger. Hermes was embodied in the man who swept me up. Aphrodite, the Greek goddess of beauty and love, seemed to take my body over in her desire to be with Hermes. In the Greek myth, Aphrodite and Hermes have a daughter whose name is Pleasure, and she is a hermaphrodite, meaning she reflects a wholeness or reconciliation. What does this have to do with the penis? My soul's journey has been about inner reconciliation, specifically between the feminine and masculine, the body and mind, and sexuality and spirituality. The images in my dreams and fantasies have tracked with this transformation. What could be a more powerful symbol of inner reconciliation than claiming my inner penis, also a symbol of the creative urge? And now I embark upon a new journey to share in a way that contributes to others' inner reconciliation. Want to try? Are you intrigued? Are you ready to dig into your own embarrassing dream and fantasy images to find the guidance and wisdom that awaits you? Try these things. First, write down your dream or fantasy with as much detail as possible, paying attention to the range of emotions felt throughout the dream or fantasy. Consider drawing the dream or fantasy images, whether literally or symbols or words. One day, I just had to draw the submission fantasy that was torturing me, and I even Googled how to draw a naked man with an erect penis and how to draw a naked woman kneeling in front of him. I did, really. After drawing the images, I just needed to add the word receptive, and then I felt a shift inside. Second, journal what comes up for you when you think of the image. Keep going until you can't think of anything else, any more associations. For me, drawing the image helped me be aware that my unconscious was prompting me to let down my guard, to be receptive to another source of wisdom beyond my mind. After this experience, the fantasy went away. Third, ask yourself, where or how is this appearing in my life right now? For me, there was a lot going on, and I was overwhelmed after my marriage had fallen apart, and I was confused for my new hatred for a job that at one time was a blessing. I needed to let go of knowing what to do, and exploring this fantasy helped me let go so I could receive what my mind had not been allowing. Fourth, set it aside and just be alert to how these images may continue to present themselves in dreams, film, synchronicities, emotional responses in your body. Keep journaling. If an image continues to follow you around, even torture you, there is a treasure of insight waiting to be found. And be patient. You're not likely to gain some huge insight right away, although you might. But if not, over time, you'll be surprised at what you learn about yourself. I hope you enjoyed my reading of this blog post and you're more curious about those dream and fantasy images that cause embarrassment, especially the sexual ones. They're the juiciest. Sexuality, spirituality, and relationships are my favorite topics. You can read more blog posts about these topics and even listen to me read some of them on Dose of Depth podcast and learn the language of the unconscious so you can hear the messages your unconscious is sending in my book, Your Soul is Talking. Are you listening? You can find out more about all this on my website, deborahlukovich.com. And if you want to explore depth psychology coaching in a free 30-minute exploratory chat, you can access my new profile on heal.me via my website, deborahlukovich.com. Until next time. I'm your host, Deborah Lukovich, and you are listening to Dose of Depth podcast. To get updates on new episodes, my writing, and how I teach my clients to get to know that deeper part of themselves, go to deborahlukovich.com. Oh, and if you're not ready for a coach, learn what my clients know in my book, Your Soul is Talking. Are you listening? 5 Steps to Uncovering Your Hidden Purpose. You can check it out on my website or get it on Amazon.